You're listening to Changing Minds, Transformative Talks for Healthcare Improvement. Grab a coffee or tea and join our team as we chat with leaders in the academic detailing space. For more information on academic detailing, visit us at narcat.org. Welcome back to the podcast, Changing Minds. I'm your host, Anna Morgan Barsamian, Senior Manager of Training and Education at NARCAD. Today, we are joined by one of our wonderful colleagues all the way from Saskatoon, Canada, Julia Barham. Julia is a pharmacist and a detailer with RX Files Academic Detailing Service. Welcome, Julia. We're so happy to host you today.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Of course, it's our pleasure. Today, we're going to chat with you about the Train the Trainer program at NARCAD. I want to provide a little context for our listeners before we jump in. So our team was funded through the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality to create the Train the Trainer model for academic detailing. We collaborated with consultants to design a comprehensive curriculum on teaching the art of teaching. Essentially, we created a learning curriculum for individuals to become skilled academic detailing training facilitators. We've been fortunate enough to onboard 8 new facilitators over the past 4 years. Each of them underwent rigorous training, working with mentors, and engaging in self-study using our tailored curriculum. We hired a voice actor to record the curriculum to make it accessible to all learners in both written and audio formats. If you're interested in learning more, please reach out to us at narcad@bmc.org. Back to you, Julia. You have experienced our Train the Trainer program firsthand, transitioning into one of our fabulous training facilitators at NARCAD. What does this program mean to you?
Well, to me, it means increasing the capacity to provide academic detailing across North America, but it's also the opportunity to develop and support our peers and to further create those connections with the folks we work with every day.
I love this, Julia. One of the goals of the Train the Trainer program and one of the reasons we did this project in the first place was for capacity building. So people who go through the program can take the information they learn and bring it back to their colleagues, as well as disseminate it to other detailers in various academic detailing programs. Can you give us the scoop on what it was like to go through the Train the Trainer program? How did it feel? What can you share about the process with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when I first started out learning to become a facilitator, this comprehensive curriculum was not written out. So I started first with observing some experienced facilitators delivering the training. And I'm not going to lie, at first it was a little overwhelming and I was taking a lot of notes. Then after my observation portion, I got to sort of dip my toe in the water of facilitation with 2 different mentors, which to me was very valuable to see 2 different styles and 2 different approaches. So I could sort of grab on to what I thought worked for me. And then I got to actually take the reins and provide that training through facilitation myself with those mentors there to support me. And I must admit, even though at first it was a little bit scary and I wondered if I was up to the challenge. Once I got into it, the trainees were so invigorating and encouraging, and it was just such a pleasant experience. But now having this comprehensive curriculum written out, just reviewing it recently, it certainly is valuable and it's going to serve many trainers going forward.
I'm so happy you worked through those challenges and apprehensions because it sounds like you did end up having a really enriching experience. You mentioned that you were recently able to review the written curriculum. How long do you anticipate this self-study portion of the Train the Trainer program takes for someone to work through?
Ooh, that's a good question. And I'm not sure I can quantify it accurately, but certainly reading through the curriculum, it's going to take some time. I'm the kind of person who likes to pause and think about it. There's links to some videos and resources that may draw you in that moment. So you'll kind of go down that rabbit hole. And then there's the time you might spend with experienced trainers learning their process. Then there's going to be that time that you take on your own to kind of go through the content that you want to present and decide how to present it. So I think the best way I can answer that question is it's going to take some time, definitely several days worth of time, probably broken up into hours. But I found every moment I spent better served me as an academic detailer, my team, and hopefully the providers that I serve out in my community.
When you say that it better served you as an academic detailer, can you expand on that for us?
Well, what is it probably inadvertently caused me to do was continually revise my process, my approach. And I really don't think, thinking back, now it's a few years and don't have the clearest memory of it, but I'm not convinced I ever had like a solid approach or process to sort of how I structured my messaging and how I approached a provider. And now that I've seen this approach written out as a trainer, I'm helping others discover it. I know it's something that has made me a better communicator. I'm better to focus in on what am I here to do? What is the gap I want to address? And how can I communicate that as clearly and effectively to my audience? So for me, that has definitely been the most valuable part, really going back to those foundational pieces of what is my structure, what is my process, and sort of building on top of that for every topic.
I feel like sometimes when you're put into a position where you have to teach someone else something, it really helps you fine-tune your own knowledge and your own skills, right? I mean, are there specific things that you learned about yourself or your detailing work while going through this program that you can share with our listeners?
I think the two things that I have learned, the first is that no matter how confident I am that, boom, I have hit the mark. This is the way to do it. This is perfect. I've got it. Down the road, I will eventually see that there was an opportunity to adjust that, revise that. I learned something new. So I've discovered that nothing's ever perfect. Nothing will ever last forever in terms of my learning and my process, and that I will always be inspired to adjust that. So that's something I think with age comes wisdom, recognizing that there's always that opportunity to improve yourself. And the other thing that I've learned is that regardless of the level of experience that someone has had with academic detailing, they've always got something to teach me, and it may have been inadvertent on their part. The way someone has phrased something, a new perspective that someone brings who has a different life experience, a different profession, the value that that gives me, I think, is the most surprising that I probably wouldn't have predicted that I could gain so much insight and appreciation for what it's like to receive a message from folks who have never actually detailed before.
Yeah, there's so much we can learn from others, especially with detailing. Think about how many different approaches there are to having a successful detailing visit and getting a clinician to commit to a behavior change. I mean, in the NARCAD community, we really encourage detailers to share with one another and to have this peer-to-peer learning where they can say, "Hey, you know what? This phrase really worked during my detailing visit." And if another detailer hears it, they can take that phrase and maybe try it in their next detailing visit. And we're just trying to get to a point where all of us are incorporating bits and pieces of other people's approaches so that we can enhance our own. What would you tell a listener who wants to learn from other detailers and is interested in the Train the Trainer program?
Well, I think kind of going back to maybe some of the previous points I've said, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing this, how many academic detailing visits you have under your belt. I think there's always an opportunity to adjust, to learn something new, to try a different approach. And even if you're delivering the same topic over a long period of time, the value of practicing your messaging just creates an even more eloquent delivery. in your conversations with your providers, and I think it's just going to have a bigger impact on them and the patients that they serve. So really, you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain by sort of revisiting the basics, going through the process, and asking yourself where you might want to adjust your process and your approach and the work that you do.
We've talked a lot about how the Train the Trainer program can impact you as an individual. I'm curious if the program has had an impact on your detailing team at RX Files, based on the information and the teachings that you've been able to bring back to them.
Well, I think in the past, we've always focused really on the therapeutics, right? What does the evidence show us? Where are the gaps? Okay, this is where we want to focus. But what this training has done is allowed me to pause and kind of go back to grounding ourselves, if you will. Why are we here? That reminder of the purpose of the work that we do, which once we sort of set that stage, allows us to sort of look at the evidence and how the evidence might support our purpose. And then on top of that, it's provided this very well-defined structure for our training day. So instead of just kind of like diving into the evidence and pulling apart all the studies, we can ask the question, okay, now that we know this, how are we going to structure our message? Where do we see the gaps? What sort of pushback do we anticipate? And how do we navigate that to ensure that our providers are able to take this information and implement it into the care that they provide? And then if we're onboarding new staff, oh, it's a great way to just sort of give them that sort of high-level view of start to finish so they can gain that context into what we're asking them to do. So here's an overview of the process. Here's why we do what we do and how we do it, so that they can see where they fit in and where the various pieces of where the evidence fits in, where our detailing tools fits in, so that they can become more effective detailers as well.
I love the Train the Trainer model because there's the individual impact and the team impact and the impact on clinicians and patients. I'm blown away by the work that you and the other seven facilitators have done to go through the Train the Trainer program between the review of the written curriculum and the time spent with mentors during trainings. You've all spent over a year, I would say, working towards becoming a training facilitator. This isn't just something where someone could read through the curriculum and then say, "Hey, I'm a facilitator now." This is a challenging program, and you have to be an experienced detailer who is open to learning and making mistakes, as you've mentioned. We thank you so much for being part of this program because without you and the other seven folks who went through it, I don't think it would have been as successful as it has been. Is there anything else, Julia, that you'd like to add before we wrap up today?
Well, I think when I sit back and I think about why we're having this conversation and why you do the work that you do, that I'm so happy as someone who is a huge supporter of what academic detailing can do for a community, for a healthcare provider. This just shows that there is a need for academic detailing in our worlds, that there's an interest, that there's a desire to grow our capacity and expand academic detailing services. And it makes me so happy that that need and that desire is there. And now we have the tools even more readily available to ensure that we can make that happen even more effectively and efficiently. So it just warms the cockles of my heart that this is something that is being supported on a national level as well as on the frontline ground level.
Yes, and we are happy to hopefully be meeting those needs and wants from the community and to continue to build capacity for academic detailing. So this is definitely a step in the right direction to spreading the academic detailing love. And thank you so much for joining us today, Julia, and we will talk soon.
Great. Thanks so much for the opportunity to have this discussion.
Yay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.